What about another ground crop? Sometimes they're red, I guess about as big as your fist. And sometimes you eat the greens on them.
Beets.
Did you ever grow those? Did you ever grow other kinds other than the red ones?
Some they I've eaten the sugar beets and they're good, but we never did grow them, raise any of them.
Can you think of any more ground fruit, I mean, vegetables that you would grow?
Well, we had turnips
Okay.
and rutabagas and
What about, oh, and all of those things that
onions.
you can grow in the garden, all of those things are called.
Vegetables.
What about fruits that you could either buy in cans or grow, that grew on trees? Could you name a few of those?
Well, when we were younger, we just used the wild ones, and there was lots of plums and cherries and currants and service berries, gooseberries. There was lots, of course, we never bought the ones in the can. My mother used to buy the dried ones. And
What about there's a sort of a large fuzzy fruit.
peaches.
Did you ever grow those?
They won't grow here. It's
Okay.
too.
Were you acquainted with different types of peaches though?
Not till after I was married, after my brother went to Washington, why he used to send us peaches and the different kinds.
Do you remember any of those kinds?
Well, he always thought the Hales were the best.
Okay, is there a What's that thing in the center of the peach? The top?
Seed?
Were there the kind that would stick and the kinds that wouldn't? Or
Yeah.
what would they call those, you know?
Oh, yeah. Non-cling and cling
I
peaches.
see. Okay. And what about with a cherry? What would they call the thing inside of a cherry, that hard thing?
The seed.
They call it the seed also. Okay. And if you were going to can those, you'd make maybe some jam and some
Cherry butter.
Would you make anything else?
Cherry pie.
Okay. What about with the grapes?
They made jelly out of them and juice mostly.
Okay. And they could grow grapes here?
Not too good. I've got a grapevine out here, but it usually frosts before they get ripe.
And what variety is it?
It's a Concord. There are wild grapes here that'll get ripe, or they used to be. There's not many of them left. There's maybe some canyons where there used to be lots of them, but I don't know, the cattle kind of ate them, and there just not many left anymore.
Up in the canyons, maybe you find the, sort of a type of fungus that's edible.
Mushrooms, you
Do you
mean?
have any of those around here?
Sometimes there's mushrooms,
Okay.
but
And what are those other things, are the poisonous ones called?
puffballs. And yet, some people say they're not poison, the puffballs, but they're poisonous mushrooms.
Okay, now is that the same as a toadstool or is that different?
Well, I think the puffball and the toadstool are different, all right.
I see. So a puffball would be a type of mushroom.
I think so.
Are you acquainted with
I'm
the
not acquainted with them. Now, Merlin's folks, he gets the mushrooms, and when he finds them, he knows which are which, and he loves them. When,
That sounds
but
familiar.
they have to have a lot of rain.
Did you ever eat as you were growing up? Did you ever eat chipped beef? What is chipped beef exactly?
It's just beef that's sliced real thin and salted good.
Okay, is it dried? Okay. How is that different than jerky?
Well, it isn't as dry, and it doesn't have the spice in that the jerky does. But they have chipped beef gravy. I know.
Do they make any kind of meal with that, with chipped beef?